My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how is it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 469 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, so I hope you guys had a good day. My day was pretty laid back. I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to rest because my shoulder hurts like crazy. And I figured I should get some rest and not do any exercises or something. Maybe that will get better. So I slept for the last, 3-4 hours, something like that. We'll see how that goes with this. One thing that I strive to achieve, and something that it's guiding me in everything I do, is principles. Okay, I am doing everything I can to live a life of principles. It might sometimes seem that I'm rigid or something to a bunch of people, or like old school, or something like this, but to me, it's everything. You know, a life of principle, there is nothing like it for me, all right? So what do I mean by this? So, you know, obviously everybody has principles, okay? And one thing that actually bothers me sometimes with people, and it's just like my personal opinion on it, is that, people don't actually understand what a principle is, okay? So a principle is a freaking principle, which means that it doesn't change. It doesn't change depending on if it's in your interest or if it's not in your interest. It's a principle, okay? And I see so many people, way too many people, who have very flexible principles, okay? When we're talking about other people, yeah, of course. And then when they're involved, all of a sudden there is some reason why it's an exception. Oh, it's not the same, it's something different, you know? And this is something that drives me nuts, okay? I'm one of those guys, so that's, you might think that, oh, this guy is so rigid or something like this, but I'm one of those guys who will say, look, a principle is a principle. And no matter what happens, no matter if if it's going to cost me or not, the principle is going to apply. And this is how I've chosen to live my life. And on many occasions, I was faced with a bunch of decisions where, look, I just decided that, you know what, the principle will stick no matter what. There is no other way around that, okay? Over the years, I've developed some sort of, aversion or not hatred or something. What's the term? But I will avoid people who have those flexible principles, okay? Everybody has their convictions and I have mine, right? So, maybe you know people like this, that, they always have a good reason for doing something when it's them, and then when it's other people, oh, yeah, don't do this. You know, do what I say, don't do what I do, okay? And for me is, look,
I don't care about what I say, I will do it. All right? So I'm going to give you like a few examples, and then I'm going to talk to you about something I just found out in more details today, something I didn't know. And it really, really changes my opinion on a particular person, okay? So I told you that, you know, my life is basically directed by principles. There are some principles that I won't cross, right? And I remember, for example, when I was younger and I was in high school, I was in the track and field team, and I was pretty good at the track and field. I made it to the nationals, so you know, like there's no, well, the highest. I mean, you might have higher levels when you're like, I don't know, like professional or something like this. Or this was the nationals for like schools. You know, there is a competition between schools. In France, and that was the highest achievement. You couldn't go higher than this, or maybe then afterwards you go to the European, blah, blah, blah. But in the country, then you couldn't, right? And so I made it to the nationals in, I think it was three different, so it was 100 meters long jump and 250 meters hurdles, right? So I was actually pretty good. I was, you know, when I was younger, again, as I said, because I wasn't much of a talker, I found the place where I could excel and where people will kind of like notice me and stuff. It was in athletics, right? So I was pretty good at it. And, but I've always been passionate about basketball. Basketball has always been my thing, right? So basically what happened is this, is I had a teacher whose dream was to win the nationals. That was his dream for his life, okay? And, well, there was one year where there was a chance that the school could win the national, all right? But that involved me being in the team as well. Not that I was the masterpiece or something of it. I was just a major piece in the group, okay? And probably we could have gone there and win the, you know, there's a title for like the whole team, how the team performs. Yeah, maybe, right? But here's the thing. The thing is, I didn't want to go. Well, I, you know, for me it was, I don't want to go if it's not fun for me. I didn't want to do it, okay? Because there was the basketball tournament, and I got a chance to actually play in the basketball team. So we built a basketball team, and obviously I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And so we were winning games and stuff, until, so this guy, so he came and asked me, he was harassing me like every day, oh, come to the track and field team. And I said, no, dude, I have basketball. I can't do both. You know, my preference is basketball. Just leave me alone. Just find someone else. Right. So after maybe like 2-3 weeks or something, so basically we made it all the way to the super regional final. So if we won that game, then we would have gone to the national for basketball. But this guy went to see the headmaster, the school, and told the headmaster, look, these guys, they don't stand a chance against whoever they're gonna play, so it's better to forfeit the game so I can get the students, and we have a better chance to win the track and field, so forfeit. And so basically what happened is that the headmaster forfeited our game, right? And so, because he wanted one other dude that was in the team and me, all right? So, when I heard about it, so he said, yeah, well, problem fixed. You guys were forfeit. Now you're free to come and join the track and field team. And I said, well, fuck that. No, I don't want to do it. All right? You're not going to force my hand. You know, we had a good thing going here. You're not going to force my hand. I am not going. So then this is when things turn ugly. So in the school, so you have the headmaster, right? And then you have the, I don't know, like the principal, I will say. So who was in charge of the high school level, right? So you have the middle school, high school. So these are different people. So the guy in charge of high school, you know, after he heard that I still didn't want to go, he called me in his office. And so he started saying, oh, well, for the good of the school, you should go to track and field. I said, no, dude, I don't want to do it. Right? I just don't want to. And so that's when he started tricking me. He said, look, well, if you don't go, I can write anything on this sheet of paper and have you expelled, saying that you did this and you did that and stuff. And I said, fuck it, just do it. Right? Do it. No problem. I'm not going to let someone blackmail me ever. Right? So if you want to do it, then write it. I am not going there. So he started telling me that my arts teacher, who hated me, she hated me, I hated her, that apparently she was complaining after every class about me, saying that they need to like expel me and blah 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 and all that kind of stuff. And that's, you know, since he had been protecting me for quite some time and blah blah blah, but he will stop doing it. And I said, yeah, no problem. All right, so please know also that this guy, the sports teacher, was my teacher. All right, so he was my teacher. So yeah, I'll tell you what happened afterwards. So after this, well, I was upgraded to the headmaster of the actual school. So I actually got to go to the guy's office that I had never seen before, and nobody ever goes there. And the guy started making all sorts of threats, you know, telling me about the history of the school, and that I should be proud to be in the school, and I should go to track and field because blah 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 for the prestige, and this is going to do this for the school and blah blah blah. I said, fuck it, I am not going. All right. So eventually, did I go? No, I didn't go. Right. So what happened afterwards is that my grades in physical education, they went from 18, so in France we have a system, it's 20 is the highest and 0 is the lowest, right? I went from like 18 to like 4, right? On since it was, we have, what is that? It's not a quarter. Yeah, quarters. No, trimestre. So it's like the school year is divided into three sections. And so the first two I had like 18, and then next thing you know, I had 4, you know, even though these on that particular instance, these were all the things that I was actually better at, right? But I didn't care. I said, look, you can downgrade me, you can do whatever it is that you want. I'm not going to accept someone who's going to blackmail me. I'm not doing that, right? And I've always lived my life like this. Some people might think like, oh man, get along with the program and stuff like that, you know, or, oh man, you're too rigid, you should have gone, blah, blah, blah. Was it worth it and stuff? Yes, for me, it was worth it because this is how I roll, right? And I wouldn't be able to live with myself, if I didn't do that, okay? So it's just the same way that I explained in the previous episode, that I don't like blackmailing. I don't like it. So, it happened to me, with an ex-girlfriend that I had absolutely, I had absolutely no problem. I had never thought about splitting up or never even envisioned it and stuff. But she decided to blackmail me for some reason. And my thing is, well, not blackmailing, but it's like ultimatum. Oh, either you do this or we split up, all right? And, well, I'm a man of principle. I said, look, my principle has always been this. If you're trying to blackmail me, then you will need to get ready for whatever it is that is supposed to happen. This is going to happen, okay? Oh, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. Dude, it is going to happen. So even though I had no desire and never actually planned on breaking up or something, it's not even something I even considered once, then we split up, right? Because that's our role. So some people might say, oh, this is very extreme and blah blah blah, but it's just, dude, this is the principle. I tell people, this is what I will tell people: don't let people blackmail you and everything. And regardless who it is, right, if you're trying to get in a position where you're trying to force my hand and stuff, then you gotta go, all right? So I live by these principles in everything. I have principles for a lot of different things. And one of those principles is being true to my word, right? Regardless if it costs me or if it doesn't cost me. So I told you a few like a few months ago maybe, that you know, I was in that situation where I felt that we gave our word, and then afterwards we're trying to get out of it and find reasons not to do it, and it doesn't work with me. I don't like that stuff, you know. Regardless if it's going to cost me money, if it's going to cost me time, if it's going to, I don't care, right? Because it's the principle, I'm going to do it. Okay? So, you know, some people might say, I don't know, you know, it might be, you might think that I'm, oh, look at this bitter, rigid man and stuff. But dude, I think, I mean, for me, that's the, it is the best path to kind of get where you want to go, because no, I don't do it for other people. I do it for myself. But what happens is that people will see that you are the real deal, and that you have integrity, right? Because I mean, integrity takes you a long way. There are some people, right? I will do stuff with them. I will help them. I will go out of my way for them, because I know they have this integrity. There are other people, nah, I'm not really gonna do it. Well, you know, and for example, in that instance, that incident that we had, well, I found out that there are a bunch of people, I'm not gonna do much for them, you know? But there are other people, I will do anything, right? Because once people realize that you're a good person, you have integrity, then it will take you a long way. And this is what I mean by living like a life of principle is, you know, regardless if it's in your like interest, you know, because sometimes it will cost you a little bit of money, it will cost you this, it will cost you that, and then all of a sudden there is a good reason not to do it, okay? I don't like that stuff, right? Here in that case, it was, oh yeah, we promised this, but oh yeah, but if we do it, then we lose a little bit of blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I don't care, right? Let's do it. So the reason why I'm telling you about this, and I told you that I just realized something that actually changed my perception, like my whole perception on someone, one person. I just saw a kind of like a mini documentary on Muhammad Ali. And so Muhammad Ali, for me, had always been this loud jerk, and like, I don't know, prick, was full of himself and always boasting and stuff, you know. I found the guy quite annoying and, you know, quite loud. You know, I'm a very discreet guy. I don't like to show off and stuff. And I just thought he showed off like way too much and stuff. You know, it was too much for me. I'm not like this, you know. So I've never actually been a fan of the guy. I really didn't understand why people liked the guy that much. I was like, what's with the guy? You know, it was just like an arrogant prick. That's what he was, right? Until I saw this mini documentary about him. And so I knew a little bit about stuff that happened, but I didn't know all the details. So, you know, basically, he was the undisputed heavyweight champion, right? He was like whooping everybody, and he was like on top of the game, right? And then the Vietnam War came. Well, the U.S. said, well, if you're an American citizen, then you'll be called and you'll go to Vietnam. And he was supposed to go to Vietnam. He was called and he said, no, I don't want to go. Well, because he didn't want to go, because he felt like, look, there are these people, they're like 15,000 miles away from us. They have never done anything to us. Why would I fly all the way to Vietnam to kill some people who've never done anything to Americans, right? They're in their own country over there. They've never done anything to me. Why would I go there and kill these people? Well, there are some more pressing issues here where, for example, in this country, I'm a second-class citizen that people don't respect me. People don't even think I'm a citizen. But when it comes to me going over there and dying, you know, from firearms and all that kind of stuff, then all of a sudden I'm American. And he said, look, I don't want to go there. These people haven't done anything to me. So I don't want to go. So obviously, he was threatened while saying that, well, if you don't do this, then you will lose your title. Then, you know, then you're a court martial, blah, blah, blah. And then you can go to jail. It's like 5 years. Well, 5 years in jail and you know, losing your titles and stuff. Well, you know, losing your titles sucks, but going to jail, I don't want to go to prison, man. He was facing 5 years. He stayed true to himself. He stood his ground. He said, look, I am not going there, right? These people haven't done anything to me. I don't want to go and slaughter people over there. I'm not going. So eventually, well, he didn't go. So what happened to the guy? Which I had no idea. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison. 5 years in prison, all right? And so basically, he appealed and stuff with his lawyer. So he lost his titles. He lost his license. So they took his passport. He couldn't go anywhere else. So he was stuck in the U.S. He couldn't work, obviously, because he was suspended, and he was facing 5 years in prison. And he fought for 5 years against the system. 5 years, going to court after court after court. And he couldn't work for 5 years. Just imagine, you cannot work for 5 years. You have zero money coming in. He fought until the bitter end, until he actually prevailed. And he did not have to go to jail. It was the sentence was overruled, right? So just imagine this kind of commitment, because, you know, I told you the story about me being threatened by the high school principal or something, but it's different than the possibility of going to jail for 5 years. Who wants to go to prison? A lot of people would have said, okay, fine, you know, I will go and stuff. But he said, look, this is what I believe in. These are his principles. He's not going to go and kill some innocent people and stuff. He stood his ground. And, you know, I didn't know that about the guy. The only thing I saw was the arrogance. You know, again, for me, he was a selfish prick. And I'm very sorry that I judged the guy without actually knowing more about him. Because to me, he's one of the most admirable people on the planet, for me as a person, the person I am, the person I described today, where I told you that all my life is a life of principles. Someone like him is actually way up there, because if there is something I don't want to do, is to go to prison. All right, and the threat of prison will actually get you to bend your principles, because right, he never wavered. And I find this amazing. For me, it's extraordinary what the guy did. And I really admire the guy now, you know. Again, as I said before, I only saw the surface, you know, the guy, the loud guy. But now I can see someone who fought for his beliefs, for his principles, and never wavered. Which is, for me now, the guy is actually an example. This is what I want to do, right? There are a lot of things where people are telling me, oh man, you know, you should evolve, you should do this. No, look, you can't understand. I think if you're not built like this, if you don't have that mindset and this consistency and integrity that you want to show in your life, it is very hard for someone to comprehend it. But I do understand why he did this, and I'm striving to do the same. So for me, he's an example, and I'm very sorry that I actually criticized the guy for that long, not necessarily paying too much attention to all the backstory that was behind. So I don't know, maybe some of you guys, Muhammad Ali for you guys was a hero already or something. Then I do understand why. For me, it's not necessarily just about boxing and stuff. And he was explaining also that his job, the boxing, gave him access to a platform, and that platform was a stage for him to be able to actually do help the causes that he was fighting for. It wasn't just it wasn't about just boxing or something. He was able to spread the message and kind of like empower people and motivate people and all that kind of stuff. And I'm actually now a big fan of the guy, just because I know what it is. I told you one story here, but there are other stories where I've done the same thing. It did cost me, you know. Sometimes things cost me, but at the end of the day, you know, as I was saying, was it yesterday that I made that podcast about, when you're at the end of your life, then I know that at the end of my life, I won't have, you know, as many regrets as other people about the way I lived my life, because, you know, I guess that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I believe in something, and I'm going to do everything to make sure to stay on the right path, right? So this is what I mean by a life of principles, and it's very, very powerful in every way. So, you know, it can sometimes feel like it backfires, or it can draw people to you because they see how much you care, how much integrity you have. And I honestly, you know, if you guys are listening to this podcast, I mean, I know you guys are great. I honestly encourage you guys to live a life of principles. There is nothing like it. And, you know, I don't know. I'm still not at the end of my life, hopefully and thankfully. I don't think I will ever regret those things that I've done, letting people like blackmailing me and all that kind of stuff. As a 95-year-old, I would have been like, oh man, I shouldn't have let that person do that to me or something. I know I didn't, you know? So yeah, you might think that, well, this might be also because I'm a proud person or whatever. There is a mix of different things, but still, this is how I live my life. And I'm going to stick to it, you know? So yeah, that's pretty much it for me, guys. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast. But you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one. All right, thank you very much, guys. Bye.